Paragraph Tess. V'ze b'chinas sofeg d'oraisa shu b'chinas targum b'chinas etz hadas. Based on this introduction, let's explain now and let's understand the different categories. Category number one, sofeg d'oraisa. Let's say in the Torah, we're told that chelev, that there are certain fats in the animal that are unkosher. It's called chelev. And if you eat chelev, you get kores, one of the worst penalties in the Torah. So chelev is one of those things that's written in Torah Shebech Sav, which Rav Nosnal told us before, it's Ra HaKoylel, Hashem himself said, don't eat that. Now, what happens if a person has some chelev and they have some shuman? Shuman is kosher fats, fats that you're allowed to eat. And they have both of them in the kitchen somehow. The chelev was for the goy and the shuman was for the Jew, and somehow they got mixed up. And suddenly he doesn't know which is which. He doesn't know which is the chelev, which is the shuman. So it's a sofek doiraisa. But he does know that he had 10 kosher behemoths and he had one non-kosher. You know, he had 10 kilo of shuman and 1 kilo of chelev. And they look exactly the same. And somehow they got mixed up now. So, Rav Nosnal says, Sofek, when there's a doubt about something, that's very similar on a spiritual level to the category of Shoigeg, when a person does something by mistake. I didn't know that today was Shabbos. I didn't know that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. I didn't know that you're not allowed to eat that kind of fats. Sheheim mehastoras hayediyo ve'irbuv hadas. Because shoyge comes from lack of knowledge. That's one example of shoyge. Didn't know. I didn't know you're not allowed to do that. Or I didn't know today's Shabbos. Or irbuv hadas, confusion. Person becomes confused. I forgot. I got mixed up. That's the expression. That's the source of doubts and mistakes. This is all under that umbrella term of the Eitz Hadas Toivara. Shemishom bo irvuv hadas. That's where all confusion, mixed up, the being mixed up comes from. As we discussed earlier in Hilchas Chelev Adam, Halach Aleph. Ki hu bechinas tardema v'sheina. Because that's tied into the concept of a person being in a deep sleep. Shehu histalkus hamoichin, which is when their consciousness leaves. Shemishom boin hasveikois v'hashgogois. And that's where doubts come from. That's where mistakes come from. Errors come from shkogos, which is through histalkus hadas. I forgot. I didn't realize. I didn't know. I got confused. I got mixed up. That's all an example of shoigeg or sofek or tardema. When a person's asleep, there's this histalkus hadas. V'chein muva b'divrei Rabbeinu b'feirush, and Rabbeinu Zal writes this clearly over there in Torah Yud Tes and Likutei Moran, shehashgogois heim bebechinas eitz hadas, that when a Jew does something b'shoigeg, by mistake, that's associated with the eitz hadas, which is also good and bad mixed together. Shoigeg is also where his intention was good, but his action was bad. His intention was to eat kosher, but he didn't realize that this thing in front of him was unkosher. He ended up eating unkosher, right? He didn't intend to eat unkosher. Shoigeg is usually machshava toiva and maisara. V'zeo gam kein b'chinas hasfeikos, ki hasofeik hu memutza bein toiv l'ra. Because doubt is something that's in between good and bad. It's the mix of good and bad also. He's not sure whether it's good or bad, right or wrong. And therefore, when we have a doubt related to an Isra Doraisa, we must take the stricter position. Because when we're talking about a Sofek Doraisa, We're talking about Targum. We're talking about Eitz Hadas Tovara. But we're talking about the Ra part of it that's closer to that Ra HaKoylel. Ki hu b'chinas Targum ha-somuch l'Ra HaKoylel. B'chinas Isur d'Rabbonon. That's similar to those things which the rabbis declared off-limits for us. Because they understood that this thing, even though it's not written in the Chumash, it's not mentioned in the Chumash as being forbidden, but because this thing is associated with the Ra of Noiga, the Ra of Targum, the Chachamim said to stay away from it. So now, when you have a Sofek d'Oiraisa, that's similar in concept. That's also, Sofek is also Eitz Hadas Toivora. So that's also this Noiga that's very close to the Ra HaKoylel. Me'achar shu mesupok be'isur Torah. Since his doubt is related to something that's written clearly in the Chumash as being forbidden, Kisho Isur Vadai Hura HaKoylel Lagamri. Whereas if he was sure of this item, if he knew that this was Chalev, if he's not sure whether it's Chalev or Shuman, so this the item in front of him is part of that Suffolk is part of that Toivora, which is close to the Ra HaKoylel. But if it was definitely Chalev, then it would be Mamish Ra HaKoylel. Therefore, when a question comes up regarding this item, I'm not sure if it's chelev or shuman, the yotza mivada isur lesofek, so that it's not definite chelev. I don't know that this is chelev. This might definitely not be chelev. It might be shuman. I'm not sure. So it's gone from vada isur to sofek isur. Dehainu bebchinas ra legamri. It has left the category of Ra Gomur, and now it's in a different classification. It's in the middle. It's doubt. Might be this, might be that. It's Toivora. Im kolze hu bechinas hora shove im hatoiv. Still, the place we're at right now is where the good and bad are equal. Because when you're not sure, then it has a 50-50 connotation. And therefore, even though it's not all bad, still, it's forbidden, it's off limits, like the Isur of the Eitz Hadas. It's like an Aramaic that has not been fixed up. That has not been sorted out. Ki hu somuch l'ra ha-koylel, because it's close to that ra ha-koylel, that evil. Shezeo b'chinas isur d'rabonon. That's the concept of those items that the rabbis declared off limits. Because we said they understood that this item is from Toivora, where the ra is very strong. V'chein yesh deyos, and there are actually opinions in halacha like this. Shesofek do'iraisa, who shove im iser derabonon, that when you have a suffix related to an iser d'oraisa, its status becomes that of something that's rabbinically forbidden. Again, the case that we gave of chelev and shuman, chelev is iser d'oraisa, shuman is kosher mid'oraisa. Now a mix-up happened, and this item in front of me, I don't know if it's chelev, might be shuman, might be chelev. So it's a sofek d'oraisa. There are poskim that say that the laws, the way we define it halachically, is like an isur d'rabbanan. Whatever laws apply to isur d'rabbanan, there are certain cases where we're more lenient in isur d'rabbanan than we are in isur d'oraisa. That's what we would do for this. There are certain cases where it's stricter. Isur d'rabbanan is stricter, as we're going to see soon, than isur d'oraisa. We would apply that, you know. Aval sofek d'rabbanan Lekula. Whereas, if a doubt comes up in something that's not Osir Medoraisa, it's something which according to the Chumash is permissible. The rabbis declared it off limits. There, the law is that we go more lenient. Lekula. Kihu bechinas ruboi toiv. Because that's something that's assumed to be majority good. Me'achar shafilu vadai isa d'rabonon, einoi osur kiim bebchinas targum shumo oirav toivara. Since, as we learned earlier, when something is 100% Issur d'Rabbanan, it doesn't mean that it's bad. It means it's good and bad. Remember, we said what's all bad is what comes from the Chumash, is Issur d'Oraisa. When something midoraisa is permissible, and it's only the rabbis that declared it off limits, that is definitely not Ra Gomor. It's Toiv Vora. It's just that because the rabbis understood that the Ra in there is pretty strong, they said stay away from it. So that's when it's Vadai Issur d'Rabbanan. When we come to a Safek d'Rabbanan, V'achshav Shehu Safek Issur d'Rabbanan, V'yotza Mebechinas Vadai Lebechinas Safek, now that this item, we're not sure if it's Issur d'Rabbanan. Could be it's Issur d'Rabbanan, could be it's nothing. Shehu Gamkein Mechtzal Mechtza, that's another 50-50. We have the 50-50 that we said everything that's Issur d'Rabbanan is 50, is good and bad. That's one mix. Now, because I'm not sure if this is an Issur d'Rabbanan or not, or it's a completely kosher item, that's a second mix. That's a second Toiv Ora. Nimtza Sherubai Toiv. If I have a double suffix like that, that makes it majority good. V'hushove im svek sveke doiraisa shugamke mutter. This is similar. This questionable Safek d'Rabbanan is similar to Sfek Sfek d'Oraisa, which we know is permitted. Me'achar sherubay leheter, since it's leaning to a majority of good. V'ubechinas rubay toiv. Me'achar sheyesh shnei tzdodin lekula, since there are two pluses, it has two pluses. Ukemuva b'ha poiskim, as is brought in poiskim in the Shailas Achuvas Harashba Simen Tof Aleph, and in the Prichodesh Simen Kofiut Sivkot Memtes, shesvek sveka muter mitam roiv. These Rishonim tell us that when we learn throughout the Gemara, when we have many examples of svek sveka, and we say that because it's svek sveka, it's permissible. The reason is that once it became a svek sveka, it's already majority to the side of good, majority to the side of kosher. V'hushove l'svek sofek Issur d'Rabbanan. And it's similar in concept, in theory, to a sofek of Issur d'Rabbanan, shu gamken muter mitam roiv kanal, which is also permissible because of the majority. Kikivon sherubay toiv, hu heter. Because as we learned before, when something is majority good, it's permitted. Kigam kol dvorim hamutorim heim bechinas rubay toiv kanal. Because as we learned earlier, those all items that are kosher are not necessarily perfect. They're not kulay toiv. It's because they're majority toiv that the Torah declares them as mutter, they're permissible, you know, they're kosher. V'zehu gamkein b'chinas bitul baroiv. Based on what we've been learning, we'll be able to understand also the concept of bitul baroiv, that when you have a majority of kosher and some non-kosher mixed into it, the non-kosher becomes kosher in certain cases. Because since the forbidden item got mixed into permissible and it's not recognizable, you can't identify the forbidden item at all. Nimtza sheyotza miklal vada isur lesofek. So therefore now if I look at what was, this item at one point was something that was definitely forbidden. Now that it fell into and got mixed in with a large quantity of kosher, now it's at best, it's left the category of Vada Isur and it's Sofek, it's questionable. Any part of this pile that I take now, I'm not sure, it might be the kosher, might be the non-kosher. Hainu mebchinas ra legamri, the item left the category of complete bad, Lebechinas Eitz Hadas, and it entered into the category of Eitz Hadas, which we said is Toiv and Ra. Ach kol zman she'ein boi roiv. Now, so long as we don't have a majority of Toiv, or majority of kosher, osur. The item is forbidden. Bibichinas isur habo mibichinas eitz hadas. Even in the form of isur that comes from the eitz hadas. Bichinas targum, bichinas shoigeg, shu bichinas sofe kanal, as we mentioned previously. Avol kishayesh bahataru vois roiv heter. Whereas, if this mixture has in it a majority of permissible, azai hu bechinas ruboi toiv, then if I look at this mixture, the majority of it is good, vazai hu mutar, and then the entire mixture is permissible. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, v'alkein machmirin lahashlich echod, v'litlois boi ho isur. Now he's going to explain a very, very interesting thing. We know that when non-kosher gets mixed in with kosher, even if the kosher has enough to nullify the non-kosher, the rabbis say you have to take out some of the mixture and throw it away. And we're doing that because, and one reason is because we don't want the person to benefit, to profit from the non-kosher. Not one reason. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain, V'alkein machmirin lahashlich echod v'litlois boi ho'isur. Now we'll also understand why we're machmir and we say take one out of the pile and assume that, give that the title of isur and throw it away. Af shelechoyra ein lo ze shum shaychus. Even though on one hand it seems that there's no way to be sure in that that's the non-kosher one. So what are we doing, actually? Ki shemo mashlichen min ha'heter, because it's very possible that the piece that we're throwing out is kosher. Omnom, it's part of the kosher, was not part of the non-kosher at all. Omnom, however, Rav Nosson Zal explains now, tekef kishenesarev ho'isur beheter ve'enoi nikor le'eneim ha'kanal. As soon as the non-kosher item has become mixed up with kosher and it's not recognizable, you can't identify it anymore, azai ho isur ovad koichoi ve'enoi oimed bimkoimoi, then the forbidden item has lost its power. It's lost its power of tuma. It's no longer in its original status. Raku bebechinas hataruvois, but rather it's become part of a mixture now. It's not treif anymore. It's become part of a mixture. Ki zehu bechinas taruvois, because that's what a mixture is. Kihu taaroivois mamish shebechinas oisur bechinas hara anal yotza mimkoimoi venesarev mamish betoich bechinas aheter. Because what happened was the non-kosher left its status of non-kosher and became mixed up with kosher. Became mixed in with kosher. Ki mitchila hoye bechinas ra legamri shehu vada isur. Because originally this item had a label on it of ra legamri, total bad, which is definite isur. V'achshov hu safek. Now it became part of a mixture where every part of that mixture is questionable now. Let's say you had one unit of non-kosher and you had 20 units of kosher. When the non-kosher fell into the kosher, now you have a mixture of 21 units and every single one of those 21 units has a question mark on it. It's no longer that there's one treif and 20 kosher. It's become a mixture now. Everything has a question mark on it. Everything is in the category of targum, shoigig, as we mentioned previously. V'alkein nimtzo'ato shekol hataroivis hazois hu kamoi gush echod sheyesh boi toivora. So that this entire mixture now is considered like one blob that has good and bad in it. Umeachar sheru boi toiv, and the Torah teaches us that when you have a glob of which most of it is good, mutter, that glob is permissible. Ach afal piken, however, despite that, meachar sheyesh boi achshav harbe ra yoiser mi batchilo kishoya heter levadoi. Since we had learned earlier that even in kosher there's good and bad, It's just that the majority is good, and that's what makes it kosher. We're talking on a spiritual level now. We had learned previously that when you have heter, even the heter still has bad in it. That requires a tikkun. It's just that because there's such a majority of good, that's why this item is declared as kosher. But it's toiv or ra. Now Rav Nosson Zal says that because of the fact that originally you had heter, which was toiv or ra, now something forbidden fell into it, which added to the ra. So that there's more ra than there was when it was just heter. V'alkein af shemin adin muter kol ataroivos. Therefore, even though al pi halacha, al pi simple halacha, straight halacha, the mixture is permissible. Me'achar shal kolponim rubay toiv, since the majority was heter, so the isur became nullified. Despite that, we pull out one unit from the mixture, and we throw it away. The toilin boy ho isur, and we assume that to be the isur. The word toilin litlot means to assume. The word toile also means to hang. We hang on it the isur. Kiyesh bonu koyach lislois boy ho isur, lislois boy mamish. Rav Nosson Zal says, we have the power to place the isur, the negativity, on that piece that we're throwing away. Me'achar shebemis ato hakol mutar. Since technically, based on straight halacha, the entire thing is permissible. Kinis batel baroiv. Because the bad was nullified by a majority of good. Ki rubay toiv mutar kanal, because as we learned earlier, if there's a majority of kosher, the whole thing is permissible. Al kein yesh lanu koyach levarer hora min atoiv. Therefore, Hashem has given us the ability to select out, to extract the bad from the good. Ukishemoitzin echod min ataroivos l'shem isur. And therefore, when we pull out one unit from this mixture, and we want to classify that as the forbidden, Azai nimshacholov kol hoisur. Then what happens is, on a spiritual level, everything that was negative in that mixture goes into that piece that we're throwing out. Dehainu kol bechinas hora sheyesh ato bechlal hataroides kanal. All the bad, all the negativity that's in that mixture now goes on to that piece that we're throwing out and goes away. Ki ho isur nimshach venitle b'mashimoytzien esechot u'machzikin oisei beineinu leisur. Because the isur, the forbiddenness, the negativity, goes on to that piece that we've labeled, you know, that we've decided to throw away, and we've designated it as isur. Azai shoyre olov hora ayin. The fact that we have chosen to consider this forbidden, we've made it that any ra'ayin that was in that mixture goes on to that piece now. Ki ikra kol hoisurim toloi al yidei shemuchzok v'nikor liisur. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, when it comes to all forbidden items, all non-kosher items, the essence of it is based on the fact that we accept and we recognize that item as isur. Shaydeze shoyre hora ayin kanal. That's what makes it that the ra ayin is on that item. Kanal behilchas bosor shne salman ayin alocha beiz, as was discussed earlier in the laws of bosor shne salman ayin. So Rav Nosson Zal is telling us an amazing thing here. We find the halacha says that when you have non-kosher and kosher, we had learned earlier that non-kosher represents something that's connected to the ra ha-koilel, all bad. Kosher can be good and bad, can very likely be good and bad, but because of the fact that the majority is good, that gives it the label of kosher. We're talking on spiritual level here only. We're not talking technically now. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, when you have something non-kosher that falls into kosher, and there's a majority of kosher, we said that the majority of kosher can nullify the non-kosher, so that technically now the entire mixture becomes kosher. The rabbis taught us that you have to take something out and throw it away. Rav Nosson Zal just explained now in this last paragraph that this action of taking something out and throwing it away, when we do that, a person would say, but hold on a second, you have no way of knowing that that was the original non-kosher piece. Rav Nosson Zal says, even if it wasn't the original non-kosher piece, the fact that we designate it as non-kosher, the fact that by us taking this piece and throwing it out, any ra'ayin that was in this mixture, either from the non-kosher that fell into it, or from even in the heter, goes on to this piece that we're throwing out, and exits, you know, by the act of us throwing it away. And Rav Nosson Zal touches on this here now. He's going to talk more about it in subsequent paragraphs here. He mentioned earlier that the main achiza of Ra, of the Sidrachra, comes from the eye. It's called Ra'ayin, or Ayin Ra. And therefore, when we can identify, when we can look at something unkosher and still recognize that this is the unkosher piece, then it retains its power. When it gets mixed in with kosher, where we can't see it, we can't see the unkosher, then other rules go into play. And in our example, when we take a piece from this mixture now and throw it out, what we're doing is we're placing any ra'ayin that was in that mixture is going on that piece that we're throwing away now.